The beginning of Parshas Bealei Yisrael and the Haftarah of Parshas Bealei Yisrael talk about the Menorah. The Menorah was this candelabra, this beautiful golden thing in the Beis HaMikdash, which spread light. But the question is, and Chassidus always asks, what's the contemporary relevance of the Menorah for us? Was the Menorah just a nice decoration of the Beis HaMikdash 2,000 years ago? Or might the Menorah have relevance for us everywhere and at every time? In Likutei Sichas Chelek Beis, in the first Sicha, the Rebbe sets out to address the question of what the menorah symbolizes for every Jew, and what we might learn from the menorah with respect to Jewish leadership. Let's go through the Sicha inside. The Rebbe begins, in the Haftarah of Parshas Bealei Yisrael state, in the Haftarah of Parshas Bealei Yisrael, it says, Re'isi v'hini menorah zov kula. Zechariah in Perek Dal describes a vision where he saw a completely golden menorah. What does this symbolize? The Rebbe tells us, "Vasdas gate oif Knesset Yisrael." The menorah symbolizes the entirety of the Jewish people. Aliyin Suzamin, all the Jews together, Zayin Menorahs of Kula, are an entirely golden menorah. In their menorah, Zayin given Zibinirs. The menorah had seven candles. Azay Zayin Oich Bayin Firan Fashinad Rachim. So too, these seven candles symbolize seven different paths by Jews. As Chassidus explains, the author explains in Kuttera, there are those whose personality type and there are those whose way of being in the world is more in a manner of chesed. It's more in a manner of kindness, more in a way of relating to the world, being a little bit less severe, being a little bit less intense. But there are others who their path, their personality type, and the way they express themselves in the world and in their Avodas Hashem is more in a way of severity. It's more in a way of elevation. They're less concerned with others and others' needs, and they're more concerned with high-minded ideals. They're the people who are less likely to volunteer at the food pantry, and it might be more likely to spend more time davening. They're the folks who are less likely to be walking around with a t-shirt and instead might be walking around with a button-down shirt and a suit. V'chulei. And there are many other ways of being. Biz min rechadoyis zibin drachim. To the point that the Alter Rebbe there speaks out seven different paths in Avodas Hashem. Vazda zayin di zibinirs. And those symbolize the seven candles. So we see that the seven candles symbolize seven different personality types, seven different ways of being in the world, seven different ways of Avodas Hashem. And all those are legitimate. And of course, those seven different personality types are speaking at a very broad, abstract level. The Mittler Rebbe in his Sefer Shari Oira and in his Biur on Parshas Bealei Yisrael explains that these seven candles actually subdivide further. Each one subdivides into 10 different qualities. So it ends up, you have 70 different personality types. And then he says further, that these 70 types further subdivide into 600,000 different paradigms. So the point being, there's a lot of a layer and a lot of nuance in the way each of us serves Hashem. And each one of our personalities is a God-given gift, and we're meant to use it out uniquely. We're not meant to try to be somebody else. We're meant to try to find who our true self is and express that true self. Hatzad Hashav Shebehen, the common denominator between all these candles, between all these personality types, is Azizayin and Alaneiris. All of them are candles. Alamach and Lichtik in Beis HaMikdash. All of them illuminate the Holy Temple. What's important is not how you make the Beis HaMikdash lit up, nor if the Beis HaMikdash gave lichtigkeit ibn der ganzen Welt. But rather, what's important is that through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Holy Temple, does the light spread throughout the entire world. Therefore, for that reason, Zayin the Beis HaMikdash given chalinis shkufim atumim. In Sefer Melachim, we learn this interesting characterization of the windows of the Beis HaMikdash. It said they were shkufim atumim, which means that they were narrow on the inside and they were wide on the outside. That way, the light from the menorah, the light from the Beis HaMikdash, would radiate out. When you stood a far distance in the Beis HaMikdash, you would see the light radiating from the Beis HaMikdash on top of the mountain. If you want a contemporary example of this, Google Yeshivat HaRetzion, and you can see a picture of the Yeshiva Yeshivat HaRetzion at night. and the yeshiva actually modeled its windows after the windows of the Beis HaMikdash, such that if you're at night in the Gush Etzion region and you look to the mountain of Har Etzion, you're able to see the light radiating out from the body of the yeshiva. The Rebbe spells out this idea of Shkuf Matum. He says, Nitvi v'in Alahizer. It's not like in all houses, with the fencers and Gemach Givarn to lib them, as the Lichtigkeit zol reingin from gas in Hoys. The Beis HaMikdash is unlike other houses, where the windows are made such that the light will flow into the house. Nor verkehrt, as from the Beis HaMikdash is gegangen Lichtigkeit if the ganze Welt. But rather, just the opposite, that the light was meant to flow from the Beis HaMikdash throughout the entire world. But thus is the kavana from the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the intention of the Beis HaMikdash. Their hot eifketan di lichtigkeit. What made the illumination? What made the light? The nairs, the candles. But thus zayin in Shamas Yisrael, which are the Jewish souls. Chach is zayin da fashid nesugim in Yidin. Although it's the case that there are different types of Jews, yeder yid darf din dem ebishin mit zayin nekishrenis. Every Jew has to understand what their particular talents are and utilize their unique talents in making the world a better place, in lighting up the world, not to try to fit themselves into some mold. Along the lines of the Gemara in Kedushin, it says, "Ani lo nivresi el l'shamish eskoini." The purpose of my creation was to serve the Eibishter, to serve Hashem. In midi kishreinus was vermogt, and the reason why you were created with your unique character, with your unique personality type, with your unique set of skills, is in order to serve Hashem with those unique skills, not with somebody else's skills. But the common denominator between all Jews is that all Jews are candles. They all make light. They all illuminate. Their chiluk is nor in them tzugang to their avodah. The difference is only in the approach to the work. By D is the Avodah B'Kafa Chesed. One person's manner of serving Hashem is more along the lines of the line of Chesed, the line of kindness. Masim Shazari Kishrenis V'Chushim. And that's in accordance with his particular talents and skills. And by Yena is the Avodah B'Kafa Gvur. But by another, his work is meant to be more accomplished on the line of Gvura. In Yoni Chumris, he's meant to be more strict in terms of the way he serves Hashem. He's meant to have more Chumris. Un in a levush von dinim, a garment of judgment, the garment of strictness, meaning the person's general approach is a more strict and more severe approach. He might even wear more strict and severe clothing. He might wear white and black, or she might have much more serious Chumris and Tznias. Arbit Yitzil from their Arbit. But the ultimate goal of the work is the zelber, is the same, machen lichtig. People make the world light in different ways. So we see this, that different siblings, different children, could have different ways of making the world light. Not everybody has to be the same. And similarly, different Jewish communities might have different ways of illuminating the world. And all these different ways are meant to be tolerated. One's not better than the other. There are different ways of getting to the same goal, and together they function harmoniously. And if the menorah is missing one of the candles, then the menorah is puzzled. So all of these disparate paths are actually critical to illuminate the world. Hagam, as their tachlis, is umutum dezelber. Although it's the case that the goal in all these different paths is the same, von desvegen, nonetheless, is aber gereser chiluk, tzide derech es bekav agvuris, oder derech es lechat chiluk bekav chasad. There's a very big difference if the person's path is more on the side of severity or more on the side of kindness. Sometimes when it comes to the path of severity, when it comes to the path of strictness, it's hard to see how strictness illuminates the world. Now, it happens to be that high standards and a longing, a desire for elevation do in fact ultimately make the world a better place. But if a person's general path is one of kindness, is one of love, is one of giving, it's much easier to see directly how that makes the world a more beautiful place, a more illuminated place. Undos is given der Weg von Aaron Ken Galil, was hat uns in the Mimineva. And that, as in the path of loving kindness, was the path of Aaron the Kohen Gadol, who lit the menorah. Aaron is given, as Pirkei Avos tells us, Aaron was Oyves Abrius, he loved creatures. He loved all of humanity. Umekarvel Torah, and brought them close to the Torah. The Rebbe asks, why does it say he loved all creatures? He says, "Afilu brias b'shafim nosteis azelche v'shabin zich nitkin shemayla zehem blois chasreinus." What brias refers to, creatures refers to, is that these people, at least in a manifest sense, didn't have any virtues. They only had defects. They only had flaws. Zayin zegemayla, their only virtue is vas de'ebishar zebeshafim. The only thing they had going for them was that Hashem created them. Kiperish Admar Zogin Shvayim, as the Alter Rebbe explains, that the idea originally comes to Alter Rebbe. Oich in Zeh, hot Aaron Mamshach given Abba. Even in such people, did Aaron manifest love. Ondos is given Nit Nar Der Tziel. That wasn't only his ultimate objective, nor Oich Der Veg zum Tziel, but it was also the entirety of the path toward the objective. Meaning to say that Aaron didn't begin by scolding people, he didn't begin by being severe towards people, but rather he was loving the entire way. Das heißt, meaning to say, as euch begiloi is der derech yeven oeves abis, und durch dem umkar von la teira, machen zei teriyid. That in a revealed way, his path was loving all creatures, and through loving all creatures, did he bring them close to the Torah. He made them into Torah Jews. That was also the path of the Rebbes, of the Jewish leaders, particularly the Jewish leaders of Chassidus, including the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad. And we should note that even though the Chabad House movement, which is characterized by its tremendous love and acceptance of all Jews, and it's led to many offshoots, many other Jewish rabbis and groups saw the Chabad House movement and were inspired by it and took it in their own particular way. But this whole movement, although it was popularized by the seventh rabbi, who people know from the pictures all around the U.S., it was originated by his father-in-law, the sixth rabbi of Chabad. So here, the Rebbe is comparing the sixth rabbi to Aaron, that just as Aaron loved every Jew, no matter who they were, no matter whether or not they had virtues, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth rabbi, acted in a similar way. V'zeir arbet is given onsen dineris, that his, and more particularly their, path of work was lighting candles. The Chabad Rebbeim, and by extension, the Chabad Shluchim, are lamplighters. By yet yidin zfran, der nerevayin nishv sodom. Every Jew has the divine candle, as the Pasuk Mishnah teaches us. But, as we've learned, the divine candle is not uniform. There's not only one way to light up the world. There are seven different ways to be the divine candle to light up the world, and those seven ways are just paradigms of a great multiplicity of ways of being. Der Eufen, wie es ist gewähnt, bei den Zier Chabad Bechlal, bei Chak Mochad und bei Lula Befrat, is as the Av is given begilui. Nit nor di matar is given or, nor eich der veg zu dem matar is given in an eifen fin or. And although there are many different paths in serving Hashem, there are many different paths in reaching out to others, the path of the Chabad Rebbeim was always to spread revealed love. Not only was their objective to get to love, to the revelation of light, but the path to getting there was also by sharing and spreading love. B'darkei kiruv u'v'darkei noyam hater onsim d'nerevayin nishmas adam in alas sugen from yidin. The path of the Friedrich Rebbe, and by extension the Rebbe, was to light the Jewish candle in a manner of love and closeness. So let's summarize. What did we learn in the Sicha? We began by learning about the idea of Zachariah's vision. It's discussed in the Haftarah, and the Menorah, which is discussed in the Parsha. Aaron is meant to light the candle. And we learned that the Jewish people come together to represent the menorah, which means that the menorah has seven candles, and those symbolize seven different unique paths in serving Hashem. And each of the seven paths is a unique paradigm, and each person has to have self-awareness and embrace the unique path, and thereby light up the world. The challenge is that sometimes a person's candle is not lit. And then somebody needs to go and light the candle. So very often that's the job of a Rebbe, that's the job of a Jewish leader. And what the Rebbe is telling us here is that the path of Aaron Kohen Gadol, and similarly the path of the Chabad Rabbeim, was to go to those Jews whose candles were not yet lit and light them up with love. Not to attempt to light them up with rebuke, not to attempt to light them up with severity, but rather to attempt to light them up with love and embrace. And the Alter Rebbe teaches in Tanya that we can't just rely on Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't just rely on Aaron HaKohen. But rather, every one of us, every single Jew, has a nitzitz, has a spark, has a Moshe Rabbeinu type potentiality, or has an Aaron HaKohen Gadol potentiality. So in that way, each of us has the ability and the responsibility to be there for Jews who are not yet lit up, and to offer them the flame to light their candle. And perhaps, following Aaron HaKohen, the idea is that all of us should approach our fellow Jew with love and acceptance, and thereby we can allow them to light up their candle, and for they too to illuminate the world in their own unique way.